Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss questions, issues you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. Well, self-confidence is something that's the most important psychological factor that plays an important role in the self-management of a child and adults as well. So to discuss more on the topic, today in our studio, we have with us a very special guest, an educationalist, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you
a
for inviting me here.
Welcome.
It's a great pleasure for me to be here.
It's an honor to be with you, sir. Well, Dr. Alavi, we have been talking about the things parents could do to boost the self-confidence in their children. And you talked about a lot of things. You said that parents got to show love and affection to their children, whatever the way they can. They definitely do love, but they need to express that love in any of the ways they can and spend quality time with them, assign responsibilities for them. Well, talking about showing love and affection, one of the stories gets, again, you know, it's getting, I'm getting flashbacks of that story that once my son, when he started to go into school and we bought the education stuff for him, the books, the bag, the things and other things and all, and he started understanding that we had paid a huge bill for his things, for getting color pencils, I don't know, for getting a lot of stuff he needed for the year, actually. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh my God, my father spent a lot of money. I said, of course, he should have. He said, why he should? I said, because he loves you. He said, does he? So I was like, of course, he's your father. He loves you. And said, but he never said that to me. So that's very important. Like, you do love. You spend a lot of money over them. You do a lot of other indirect things. But saying them, I love you, is very, very important. Yeah. And Dr. Alavi has been helping us with more things that we could do to boost that self-confidence in our children.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Yes, it was a good, story that you narrated for us. It was very beautiful. And we have it even in the hadith and narrations. We have been recommended to tell the other side or the other party or the one who is in front of us that we love him and we actually have sort of likeness to you. I mean, whether it's going to be our kid or our wife or our life partner, whoever that we are working, even our colleagues that we are working together, for example, in an office. As far as we are working, for example, with a group of brothers, we have to tell them that, okay, we like the way that you are actually doing your actions and works. And so we have to show this sort of, let's say, interest in their actions. It's good. But as for the hatred, no, we are not recommended to show our hatred toward our, let's say, colleagues or let's say family members. It's good to release ourselves from hatred. Mm-hmm. This is what, I mean, Islamic teachings tell us. So when we are talking about our colleagues, I mean, we have to actually observe the Islamic red lines and know whom we are talking about. For example, in case you are talking about the sisters who are in the office and doing their work well, I have to just praise them for the kind of action or for the kind of work that they are doing.
So you're trying to say that you have to show appreciation to your colleagues.
Exactly.
And you have to got to show that extreme sympathy and extreme love for your family and your loved ones.
Definitely.
Especially children.
Definitely. We have to tell them. We have to show our children that we do love them.
So we would know more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alafi, and we're discussing about the things that would help our children to boost their self-confidence. Yes, Dr. Alafi.
Well, the next point that we want to actually refer to that makes us help to strengthen the self-confidence in our kids is to let them be free and have their own independence. Look at the first ages of, let's say, primary schools, or let's say from, 7 or 8 years old till, let's say, 10, 12 years old. Usually, kids or children, this sense of independence, this feeling of independence actually is growing in them.
All right.
Actually, it even grows very rapidly. So up to the age that actually, let's say they reach the age of 13 and 14, they're becoming teenagers, they actually like for by themselves to practice this sort of independence. And we see that even families and parents give them some assignments. For example, they are asked just to be back from their school on their own, let's say, or to stay at home alone since parents are going out, for example, to do some shopping, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or to take care of their little sister.
The younger ones.
Sister or brother that they have at home.
Yeah.
So we see that we do let them to actually have this sort of independence and actually do give them these assignments because we want to see how they are going to act in such cases.
Yeah.
And then they can be evaluated here. Look, usually family is a small model of the society. In case we were able to manage and learn and teach and train our kids inside home, we can. Consequently, at the end of the day can actually apply those teachings to a society level.
All right.
You see? For example, when they are asked to take care of the little ones at home, when we are back, we see that what happened, indirectly we are asking the little ones, what happened? Did you have a good time here with your brother or sister?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can find the results. And this is actually sort of indirect monitoring and observation of the parents and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And this will give us too many points that how should we tackle with this and how should we train our kids to actually to fix their wrong attitudes and their wrong actions.
Yeah.
This is one point that I wanted to refer to. The second is that we have to learn our kids that they are the people responsible for their own failures. And we have to tell them all failures are not necessarily bad. Because failure is the pretext or an introduction for success, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we take lessons, and let's say all the time we take some lessons from our failures.
But sometimes we see that, especially mothers out there, when they see that their child has failed in a particular thing,
mm-hmm.
they are like, oh my God, I am done with my child, and he will never be able to do a particular thing. Or they become so extra sensitive that they not only go down themselves, they even actually lower the self-confidence of their children. Dr. Alavi will discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
يا مطي الخيرات يا مطي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مطي الخيرات يا
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are talking about the things that could boost the self-confidence in your children. Yes, Dr. Alavi.
Yes, we have been saying that we have to tell our kids that they have to take the responsibility of their failures, because in failures, we can take too much lessons to reach to prosperity and, let's say, success. And this is a pretext, or let's say an introduction to success. So they have not to be afraid of any failure. Yes, and failures are usually not sweet; they are bitter, but they are good. Look, we have to tell our kids, even sometimes, even an injection with syringe, right, makes some pains in our body, right?
Yeah.
But what is the result of it? Our health,
yeah.
Right? So this pain is good for us because it will actually reach us to a sort of healthy condition.
Yeah.
The next point that we want to mention and ask all the respected audience and parents to take it very seriously is that we should not insult our kids, and we should not actually humiliate our children. We might say, okay, it's really difficult. You know, sometimes they make you feel that you cannot tolerate and you can't stand saying nothing. Look, brothers and sisters, it's really difficult. Saying this is something and acting this is something else.
Yeah.
We even have seen some of those scholars, even knowledgeable people, let's say they have done lots of studies in, let's say, universities, and they were actually doing their specialty in counseling and these issues. But we have seen that when they entered to practice this for their own cases, for their own families, they usually, actually, I don't want to apply to all these scholars and psychologists, though I, with all due respect that I have for all the scholars, we see that sometimes it's really even difficult for them to control themselves and say, I mean, to be quite polite with their kids and children.
Yeah.
But we have to practice it with ourselves. What Islam asks us to do? Look, we are following the infallibles. We cannot at least find anything, any record in the lives of the Holy Prophet and the infallibles succeeding him.
Mm-hmm.
And being rude to others. Imam Ali alayhi salam says that I don't like to be among those who are insulting others.
Okay.
That is, it's very bitter for me to be among those who humiliate others or to curse and, let's say, insult others.
Yeah.
This is the seerah, the conduct of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Yeah.
So when we have this role model, when we have these role models in our lives, so we have to resort to them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be in the same way with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if we were able to control ourselves and to tell our kids and our subjects that, for example, very beautifully, that I know that, for example, you have been forced to do such a thing. But, you know, sometimes I think if I were you, I did something else. We can tell our kids that usually some people who are involved in such cases, who are entrapped in such cases, they do this sort of, let's say, action.
They
have this behavior and treatment in their affairs. So it's good to know what kind of mistakes that you are committing. So with direct or indirect, let's say, warnings, we can, inshallah, treat their wrongdoings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With direct or indirect, let's say, warnings, we can notice them on what wrong action they have done.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us. And dear listeners, we as parents should always remember that a child is a trust, is an amanah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we cannot say that. We are not authorized to say, it's my child, it's my duty, it's my responsibility, I know how to behave with him. We got to remind ourselves always that our child is an amanah, he's a trust. So we cannot behave every way we want. We are done with them, but there are different ways to behave with them. And in this program, we help with you all that. Thank you so much for being with us. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.